Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Black Power Radio, and of all things, we're having extreme technical difficulties, and we're working to get the show up and be able to actually receive and send your calls. As you know, the computer does some strange things, but I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we just want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. We are working on our summit and some other things, and I know that you all will be anxious to get to the summit after a successful boycott out at Wall Street in New York. We were able to land and get some things done there in New York and break the ice in many ways to build New York. We want to build the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Wants to build in the city of New York, the Big Apple, as well as Jenna May was successful, and the Jenna May, especially in Norfolk and in New York, was definitely a success, and we are just moving to do what we have to do right here. We hope that you are in a good spirit tonight because we're in excellent spirits here at Black Power Radio. We hope that it will not be too much of an inconvenience to, you just got to hold on to get the calls in, but we're definitely working here at Black Power Radio to make everything happen as we had planned. We're just trying to see what exactly is the technical difficulty, and we're working to remedy that situation. We're saying ASAP, as soon as possible. So we're just happy tonight to know that, you know, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad is our mentor. We are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We have been the Cubs of the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga. And, of course, we have been the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who has just released the book, The Book of Khalid is a masterpiece, a masterful work. And we hope it goes off of the charts as far as getting book sales. And we'll be pushing a book signing here in Washington, D.C. I believe we're going to have it at the Sankofa, or unless there's another announced location, we'll have a strong book signing here in Washington, D.C. for the Book of Khalid. We have defined this book as a black revolutionary, a black activist, a black freedom fighter's Bible. I mean, this is just an awesome book that brings it right down, how to check the enemy, how to manage against the enemies of black progress. We know that there is no great nation on the earth that would have done and what America continues to do to black people without any recourse. They will set you up and set in some form of an insurance policy, that they will do some form of dirt. In fact, they'll do E pluribus maximus dirt to us. Set a situation that you have no recourse but to accept this mess, like Fannie Lou Hamer talked about, the mess that these white folks are trying to put down on us and leave you no recourse now. You just think about it and imagine someone coming and kill one of your babies. Oh, my, I can't even fathom the thought, but and he coming to kill one of my babies and tell me ain't nothing going to be done about that. That they will have some hell. They will be catching hell for me. We are born, as Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad teaches us, to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave, black power. So again, we're at a slight technical disadvantage at this moment, but we're just hoping that, you know, bad times don't last too long, and we're working on that technical difficulty as we speak. We hope that we will be able to revive and rebook and rehook and get things back to normal. But until that time, we're here on Black Power Radio giving you the raw, giving you the best of ourselves, putting our best foot forward and just doing what we have to do as a network. The new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is hosting a summit right in Washington, December the 18th, December 19th, and December 20th, that every Black Panther is present and accounted for December 18th, December 19th, and December 20th. And we're asking all of you to chime in, to chip in, to put in, and get in where you can fit in. And we're going to have a great time here in Washington hosting the summit and just working this thing in a way that is extremely effective, as we always do. So we hope that you will definitely see the light in the importance, the brilliance of getting your bod to Washington, D.C. You know, in other words, bring your ass here. We are just happy. The New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense had, I mean, a multitude of obstacles. If you really look at what has taken place, we are just assured that, man, I'm just here to tell you, the whole piece has just been a turn of events in the favor of the black man, woman, and child. And we will continue with the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we're just not afraid of the opposition. We don't mind expressing, and we don't mind doing what we got to do to get our man at this hour, or to put in our plan in the future of ours. And we just don't mind doing what we got to do right here. So we hope that you feel and see the same thing that we feel and see, and we hope that it will always be a mutual relationship, a great working relationship for black people in the New Black Panther Party, for self, and for all of those that, again, perhaps the sympathizers and those who are those spearheading the effort for black revolution as the only solution that will help black people is black revolution. You see, and that's many define black revolution perhaps in a multitude of ways, but we define it as the only solution. And I talk about it in depth, the divine black revolution, that the one who missioned Akhenaten earliest to say there was one creator, one God, one universe, and talk about that oneness with any effectiveness was Akhenaten. We have our general minister and national chairman, Hashim Akhenaten and Zinga. So we go from Akhenaten to Abraham, from Abraham to Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those that have been raised from Muhammad until this very hour. We have to still say black power and a strong black revolution and a strong black military. We have been subjected to a multitude of forms and multivarious forms of distractions, and things that they call the fulfillment decoys have been working on us harder than anybody else. They don't want the black man to concentrate. But when he get a little something, he build him a black vote. Then you got a guy, James Clyburn, Barack Obama. James Clyburn brings the votes to the table to support a guy like Joe Biden. Whoever that is. And then we roll that piece into Obama finishing up. When Jesse James come in town and rob everybody, my. Within 24 hours, here come old Frank James. And he'll finish the robbery and take the rest of what you think you don't have. So we are just happy to know, ever been in any form of negotiation for a real vote, then we should negotiate. If we're going to do these politics, negotiate for what you want. Because soon as a cracker like Joe Biden get hold of that vote, you got to understand, he's going to come out and say, what? Well, we're going to make sure those 660 Hispanics get them a place for the night. That there are black people living within the system in America in worse shape. I don't consider that. Just because you still have something to do as a child. But when there is no parent in the house and no parent on either side, there's no foster care, no provision for a child in many of these urban areas, and he's forced to live in exile from anything that's resembling a family value system, forced out of our family value system. Nobody's been subjected to that. So I don't want you to tell me how to say Hispanics understand, and that he's never been forced out of his humanity. I mean, forced to take on the white man. The Hispanic guy always had his name, his culture. He's never been stripped of the knowledge of himself, never been taken his name and called Toby. He said, well, no, I'm Kunta Kinte. No, you Toby. And just forced out of our humanity. I'm just here to tell you, this is some terrible things that have been done to us. Some terrible things continue to be done to us. And like I said, we don't have to tolerate it. We don't have to put up with it. It's just it's bad decision-making has caused most of this. The subject being subjected to forms of tyranny has been just a bad decision making that we have been victimized by an exploiter, a dehumanizer, a tyrannical thinking, a tyrannical type of leadership has always been in place in America. So I don't know where they point to that great nation spot. When they were making slaves, since slave, now slave, psychology is to reverse the polarity on your natural thinking and cause you to think for the opposition. That's, I'm telling you, some terrible things that are being done to us. And we can feel our way, we can fight our way, we can find our way out of something called the mess. And if you were born in this mess anywhere, with Malcolm talking about being south of the Canadian border, or you born in the mess. Now, we've been given a divine light, divine mind, to straighten, let's just straighten it out. We have a little cut out there called Straighten It Out with Tina P and A-Town Dre and all of those wrecking crews in Atlanta put together a nice little cut called Straighten It Out. It's on the tune of Latimer, Let's Straighten It Out. But it's a modern rap tune to straighten it out. It's an awesome little piece that we put out. But we have to straighten out our mind, beloved brothers and sisters, before we can tighten our rap or get our rap tight. We got to get our mind right. And if you get your mind right, then sure enough, your rap will be tight. So with that said, we just know that we'll have to do this show on next Monday because we can't get rid of the technical difficulty and we won't prolong the show. So let them all know that we had a technical crash. What can I say? It just happened. So when we picked up the controls, that's what we found. And we just want you to be at the New Black Panther Party Black Power Leadership Summit, December the 18th through December the 20th, right here in Washington, D.C. All Panthers, all revolutionaries, all of the, I guess, the borderline fence setters can find a place at the summit, I'm more than sure. But we want you to continue to listen to Black Power Radio, but due to technical difficulties, I don't think we'll be able to continue with the show tonight. So we thank you again for your time and your effort, and we wish you the best of success and the best of living, and we greet you. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.